Good morning. We're back for a second conversation with Judy DeDuchin, and this is about the shamad, about the trumpets in the back that you can see over our shoulder that was donated by several generous folks, including her late husband, John DeDuchin, who many of you will remember as an elder in this church. So, good morning.
The organ that we have currently is relatively new, but there was one in 19...
I happen to know this because of Judy's very fine book about the history of music at First Presbyterian Church. In 1980, our church spent a good bit of money to have a brand new organ made in Canada. And it was... placed, and everybody was very happy with it. Within 2 years, we had a fire in this church that almost brought the roof down. I mean, it blew out everything, but the organ was ruined.
And some of the pipes?
All the pipes. Everything was melted. So we had to buy another new organ, which took another year or so.
It was a couple of years in the installing and everything. Well, of course, it had to be configured with all the redoing that was happening.
So where did you worship in that intervening year?
At Washington Street Methodist Church. I went home to where I grew up.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Judy, you're an organ player and you play at Centennial on Sunday mornings, sister church down the road. But how important is an organ-led worship service? It's becoming rarer in our society, in churches, but how important is it for you?
Oh, I think it's very important. There is so much variety that you can get from the instrument to help foster the singing, to get people to not be afraid to sing, because they're with the big organ, they're not exposed, and so it makes people more willing to participate in singing. But it just adds a majesty and it just adds so much to the service itself. And you know me, I love the piano because I play it all the time, and I know what it's going to do. And the things that happen on an organ are mechanical, but with the organ, you have the opportunity and the freedom to add more volume or to add different sounds, to do things to enhance the people singing. And yes, I think it has been for centuries a very important part of Christian worship services, and I hope it will continue.
And this congregation, from my experience, has a reputation for being a singing congregation.
Yes.
I mean, I've been in churches where I've been a visiting preacher and the singing has been woeful. But here, people do sing.
Yes, they do.
I mean, the masks and
same
COVID
thing
hasn't
down
helped.
It's Centennial. They sing. And
right.
I think that organ is a large part of it. I think it does help them to do that. Just a little story. When I was young and I was playing at another church, they got an organ. They hadn't had one before. And the people didn't sing. And the Sunday that I first played it, there were two sisters sitting out in the congregation. They told me this later. One of them said, I just couldn't help singing this morning. The other one said, well, she said, I saw you singing and I saw everybody else singing. And I thought, well, I've got to sing. And so they did. So it does
good.
Help, you know.
That's
it does
good.
Help.
That's wonderful. Now, we want to hear you play. And we want you to demonstrate the shamad. I was saying last week, where I sit in the pulpit, when that shamad comes on and people are not expecting it, the people sitting underneath it usually, what is this?
It can be intimidating if you're right there near. And it is the thing that's unique about it, as opposed to all the other pipes we have, is, and this is what shamad means actually, is that it's horizontal rather than vertical.
Oh,
everything else we have is vertical.
All right, so I can see half a dozen, well, 10 or 12 pipes or trumpets sticking out.
Right.
But how many are actually on?
I think it's two octaves. I haven't counted them to be sure, but I'm thinking
that's
two,
a,
About two and a half octaves. So.
What's that mean?
8 notes is an octave, so you've got a range of about 2.5, maybe 3 octaves.
All right, so are they the same? Are they just twins up there, or do
they each have something? They're all the different the different notes that you have for pipes. Every different length is a different pitch. It's just you know, physics. So.
Well, let's hear Judy demonstrate the Shemads for us.